This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Get Serial Fridays. It's the Friday crew. That's Zach, Samara, Lachlan, and our newsman, Pat. That was Two Hearts by Feb Starr. I think that's how I pronounce that right. I don't know.
Who's Phoebe?
Phoebe? Phoebe Starr.
Someone tell Phoebe she spelled her name wrong in both instances.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just your opinion.
Well, it's very debatable, I'm sure. I'm a stickler for that.
But speaking of debating, I want to throw something at you guys. Now, we've been chatting throughout the breaks that we all work in customer service. I work in hospitality. Samara, you work in retail.
Correct.
And Zach and Pat, you guys both work in hospitality. Is that correct?
I'm a hospo guy.
You're a hospo guy. You're a barista. That's right.
Yeah, love it.
Love it. So we all have, we all share this thing in common. So I want to pitch something to you. The Ten Commandments of Customer Service.
Now, that is an excellent question. A public service announcement.
A public service announcement, because my personal belief is that everybody should work in hospitality or retail for at least 6 months of their life before they're let out into the real world.
Couldn't agree more.
Just so then they know how to treat people nicely?
Yes. Because from my hospitality experience, you always know when someone hasn't worked in hospitality because they will use the phrase, well, I worked in hospitality and you're doing this wrong. Because no one in hospitality would tell someone else in hospitality that they're doing something wrong. They were like, I see you're busy. You take your time. Take all the time you need. It'll be fine.
Or maybe they're just a little bit rude.
No.
Okay.
So the key indication that someone has not worked in hospitality is that they say they've worked in hospitality.
Correct.
Absolutely, because no one who has worked in hospitality would say that. I couldn't agree more.
Because, so you're a barista.
I'm surprised
The pub I work at, I also make coffees. Mm-hmm. So if someone were to come up to me and watch me make a coffee and say, oh, actually you should be, you know, you're burning the milk too much. Or, you know,
burning the milk.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
That is a thing.
You can definitely do that. Okay. The milk could be burnt as a liquid.
No, trust Surprised. Me. I have an arts degree. You can definitely burn milk.
Is that what an arts
degree
qualifies?
I hope that's like a catchphrase for you, Zach.
It is my number one, like, go-to card of, I'm not doing much.
So this is what I want to talk about. What are the 10, from the side of the worker to the customer, what are our 10 commandments?
Well, I work in retail, and one thing that really annoys me, it's not really a big thing, and you guys might not agree with me, but when someone comes to the counter and they just dump whatever they want in front of you and they don't say anything, I just want to say to them, use your words.
Communicate. Yes.
Use your words.
Because I also, so the pub I work at, it's also a pokies venue as well, so I get a lot of...
Use your words.
Use your words.
Clicking has got to be one of the rudest things going around.
Absolutely. The eye contact and the... Commandment number one, use your words. I like that.
Because
couldn't agree more.
The amount of times I just am like, so were you wanting to buy that? And then they go, yeah. I'm like, you could have just said that. Can I please purchase this?
Absolutely.
I've got one.
Or even, hello.
Hello. Take a page out of Adele's book.
Hello.
I've got one I want to pitch. When you're serving a customer and they're on their phone.
Oh.
Well, yeah,
see, that's
rude.
I try actively not to serve someone on their phone.
No, see,
absolutely.
I'm on the other side. I ask too many questions than needed.
Good man.
Okay. But I think it can be excused if they apologize.
If they apologize, if they are aware of what they're doing and they're very apologetic about it, that's fine. But if they come up to you and go, Matt, can I have a schooner of draft? Anyway, Barry, so here's the thing. The last Saturday, and they just keep going on and on while I'm serving them. And then I tell them, oh, it's $6.40 or however much it costs. I'm like, and they just keep ignoring me. How long am I meant to stand there? So when being served, off your phone. That's commandment number two. Are we right to lock that one in?
Yeah, that's fine.
If you want attention, you have to give attention.
Yes.
Very good. Zach, do you have any to add?
Oh, I've got a few on the top of my mind. Number one for me is if you have more than three amendments to a coffee order, then you don't like coffee and you shouldn't drink it anymore.
Nice.
So don't be too picky?
pretty much.
Is that the thing? So don't be like too finicky. Like,
and I think three is still a lot. Like that's a hot week skinny. Yeah. How many more do you need? And trust me, there are more.
But speaking of customer service, I think we can like broaden that to be don't be so fussy. Yep. Like I have customers that come in and they're like, oh, this has a tiny little bit of dirt just here. Can I please have 50% off? And I was like,
"You're kidding!" No. In the store.
Yeah. So then I just like dust the dirt off, and they're like, "I'm like, it's fine now." And they're like, "Oh, okay."
I feel like those are two separate things: being too picky and the order. Because, and then this is just because I also make a coffee as well. But if I were to get an order that said, "Hi, can I get an extra hot half strength vanilla chai latte with almond milk and no sugar?" I would lose my mind.
Absolutely. And there are people out there who do that. It's like, dude, have a soft drink. What do you
have
want?
Have a juice.
Yeah.
Like, drink some I'm a water. Juice drinker. Or yeah. a tea. I'm a tea drinker.
So irrelevant, really. So how would you word that? If
Like, I like them, don't be too...
Overcomplicated? Don't be...
I want to say, like, you're not that special.
You're not that special. Yeah. Calm down, princess.
That could just be the commandment. You're not that special.
Yeah. And it brings into light these ideas of being too pedantic with orders.
Yeah. You're not that special.
It's very harsh. I'm sorry, anyone out there who is...
A customer, that... which is most people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That includes us. Like, we've
it's
all been
everyone
customers.
At times. Yeah. We've
what about
all...
Pat? What about you, Pat? Is there anything you want to add?
I've got a... I don't know. I'm a bit stuck on this one, I guess. I'm really not sure. You'll have to come back to me. I've been thinking about it. I'll have something.
I've got one.
Yep.
I need to speak to your manager.
Oh.
A classic in the ballads of awful customers.
The manager will say the exact same thing I've just told you, mate.
Yep. If I'm telling you something, don't yell at me and then don't ask to speak to my manager because they're just going to tell you the same thing.
Mm.
And then don't be smug.
Oh. I hate how people think you, as an employee, have an agenda against them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just reading the same stuff that I've been told.
I want to help you, but
I don't make
I can't.
The rules. I just enforce them.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to phrase that, though. Don't be me. I don't know.
Don't be me.
Don't be me.
Please be nice to us.
That's just a life lesson.
Politeness.
I'm seeing a common theme of courtesy and common sense throughout all of these.
I think I've got one now.
All right, sure.
I think maybe it's not too difficult to split your own bill. Have you ever had that? Like,
Nice.
I worked somewhere and we weren't able to split bills just because I was told you can't split bills. It's like, oh, I can't split bills.
Well, it's also just a long process to split the bill. If other customers wanted to come to the cash register, it's a long process for the for the first table to spend 5 minutes splitting the bill when the other table just want to pay for one coffee.
I'm a big fan of splitting the bills, so I'm going to have to disagree with this one.
I see we've had some dissension within the ranks.
Yeah. No,
but there's a difference.
Do you think even if there is a rule not to split bills, you would, like, persist?
Yeah, well, no. If there was a rule, like, if I knew calling into the cafe, we don't split bills, then I would just be like, oh, that's annoying.
But if you didn't know and you asked the wait staff, hey, can I split this bill, and they say, no, we don't split bills, would you kick up a stink?
No, but I'd be like, oh, I wish you told me that earlier. Or you had that on the menu or something.
They usually say it on the cash register.
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't.
So that's
is this one for the flip side?
Maybe.
Put it on.
Somewhere out there, there's a customer making 10 commandments of wrong with staff.
Yeah.
No, but I think split bills is important. I think it's good.
Thou shalt not split bill. No,
Thou
shall make aware the splitting of bills appropriateness.
Just be aware of it.
Like we need some
communication.
Yeah.
Which goes back to use your words.
Yeah. Use your words, everyone.
Thou shall make the existence of split bills known. All right, I like
throughout the land it shall be roared upon.
Because we can split
news
bills
from the mainland.
In retail, you can split bills. Like if someone wants to pay if someone wants to pay for a dress in like three different payment methods, they can.
Oh, I see.
Gift card, credit card, cash.
Yeah.
I go up and buy a jacket and my friend's like, I'll get half of it, bro. Don't
worry
about
it. No, we do that. We have people come and like their mum pays half.
Oh, I need to get a mum like that.
Yeah. Thanks, mum.
But your mum could just write you a check or something.
Write you a check? Are you like in the 90s still?
I was going to say, what's
your mum
check?
Could just wire you some cash.
There we go.
Well, look, I'm having fun with this. So here's what I reckon. We go to a song. We have a bit more time to think about it.
Definitely.
And we come back and we finish off this list. If you're listening and you work in hospitality or retail or deal with, you know, customers on a regular basis and you want to contribute to this, jump over to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/getcereal and let us know what you think should be added to the 10 commandments of customer service.
And what should be like eliminated, because we're keeping it at 10.
Yes.
So we're going to have to replace them because that's the number, the magic number.
All right, we'll be right back after this break. It's Get Cereal on Sin.
Wrap it there, Goldlink, At What Cost? Just before, you heard Geelong boy Ollie Friend with Kaikoura.
You listen to Get Cereal Fridays. It's your Friday team, Samara, Zach Lachlan, and our newsman, Pat. Before the break, we were talking about the 10 commandments of customer etiquette, because we all here work in retail or hospitality, and it just grinds our gears when customers don't treat us like people.
It's a common issue. Mm. And I think everyone in hospitality, everyone in retail,
customer
can
service
sympathize.
In general.
Yes.
Customer service across the board. So can we quickly review what we've had so far?
So far we've got number one, use your words. Basically trying to defeat the whole
the snapping. The air check.
The air check is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you
communication is key.
Use your words.
Use your words.
Yeah.
Step two, commandment, I should say. When being served, get off your phone.
Yep, vital, important.
I think that speaks for itself. Commandment three, you're not special. The manager won't bend the rules for you.
Yep. And I hate it when they do.
I can't stand when the manager... So you're dealing with the customer and you've told the customer the rules and they said, well, I want to speak to the manager, and the manager just right in front of you. He's like, oh, no, don't listen to him. I'll take care of it for you. I'm like, well, thanks for belittling me in front of the customers.
Kills me.
Exactly.
So managers,
just stand
if you're
strong
listening, back us up.
Yeah.
Back us up.
And commandment four, we've got, thou shall make the existence of split bills known.
Known, yes. Once again, communication.
That's on both sides.
That's on both sides. Yep.
There's some things that we can do better. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's you guys.
We also put up a post on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/getcereal. And we were asked to hear your thoughts and your opinions. We had someone write in. They said that they don't like it when they get patronized by customers.
Very true.
You know, you're doing your job and they go, oh, good girl, good boy. Oh, thank you. They're just getting very patronized.
Well,
oh, look
at the other day when I was serving, a lady was like, why are you working here? Why aren't you in school?
What?
What?
I said, excuse me, judging all the retail workers out there, this is a very fine profession. Thank you very much.
Now, was she implying that you looked young or that you weren't studying, you know, tertiary education system?
I don't know.
Or that you hadn't completed your primary school education and you shouldn't be working.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
By the way, it's pretty rude. So.
It was rude. Yeah. It was very rude. Shout so don't do
you.
That. Don't do that.
Thou shall not patronise the staff. It's on there. I've got another one.
Go.
Thou shall not tell me how to do my job.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fair.
Absolutely. We've got a good example. Again, the guy coming over to tell you how to froth the milk.
Yep.
As a barista.
At the pub I work at, the beer lines, there's a particular trick that you've got to do with these beer lines. Now, it's not every pub, it's just this pub that I work at is very old, so there's a trick to how to pour a beer, and sometimes if you set yourself up wrong from the beginning, all you're going to get is just head on the beer. But I will, the second that I've set myself up wrong, I know I've screwed up, so I'll try and fix it up along the way. And if a customer tries to give me tips and tricks on how to pour a beer, mate, I've been pouring beers for 3 years, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not tell me how to do my job.
I get the same thing when I'm pouring a coffee. I was taking an order once behind the register, and the guy goes, oh, and just make sure, when you pour it, can you make sure the crema rises to the top?
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, mate, what is this McCafe? Like, spare me, mate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had Manu here from My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how many commandments have we got then?
That is now six.
So
we've got six of the 10.
More. I'm kind of running out of ideas.
I've got an idea. I'm not sure if it translates to retail perfectly. There might be an example you can give us. But thou shalt not sit at a dirty table.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
If you want that table in the window, on the bench, hover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you mind if we sit here? The staff will go, yeah, I'll just clear that off for you. It'll be 2 minutes. I'll let you know when it's ready.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that's yours from there.
Yeah.
But if you sit at it, first of all, I'm going to get yelled at by my manager.
Mm.
It's going to be a bad look. And you're going to be having a bad experience because you've got someone else's food sitting in front of
you. There's a retail equivalent. It's don't go in a fitting room before I've had a chance to clear it out.
Nice.
Because then it just piles up and up and up, and you're uncomfortable and I'm uncomfortable because I have to clean up that massive mess at the end.
Nice.
Rather than little bits.
And here's the thing from the hospital side as well, because I don't know about you, but if I have to wait a table, I don't really recognise who's sitting at what table. I just see bodies at the table.
Yeah.
So if a group of people have left and I haven't seen them leave, they paid the bill but I haven't seen them leave, and then someone else comes and sits at that table, I don't recognise that that's
it's
different people. I just see bodies at that table. So my thinking is, well, that table have paid their bill. They're just still sitting and chatting. So I'm just going to ignore them until they're ready to leave.
Absolutely. And if you have the audacity to get mad that you sat at someone else's table and didn't get served, you're dead to me.
So how should we word that?
be patient. Have patience.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we should use
wait,
the word...
Wait for a tidy table.
Just... No, because it's...
Oh, for retail as well. Yeah. All inclusive. I'm not sure.
We're an inclusive... station. We cover all customer service. I think be patient's a good one because it applies in a lot of ways. It's same for like if you're waiting in a line, not to get angry. Like it's, I think be patient is a good
patience
one.
Patience is key.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. Anything else we've got?
Got another one off the cuff. Mm-hmm. Now for an example in hospitality again, I'm sure this will translate to retail, but no one has ever made a cold coffee.
No.
No one's ever poured cold milk straight into a shot. Now, the coffee may not be as hot as you like it, but when you get delivered a coffee and you let it sit there for 5 minutes and then you go put your hand up and say, hey, my coffee's cold.
Yeah.
And you need it to be replaced. Look, I'm happy to redo it if you like a hot coffee, but just, I don't know, choose your words. Because there's something about someone telling me that I screwed up.
Yes.
As opposed to it's your preference. That's what kind of irks me. So I don't know if there's an equivalent. But it's certainly, choose your words a little bit more carefully, I would say.
When putting in a complaint.
Yeah, yes, that's a good way of putting it.
You know, think before you speak, I think. Because
use
then,
your words.
Try use
to,
your words.
Try not to
communicate.
Shift the blame. Yeah, it does come back to that.
It always comes back to it.
Always comes back to the first commandment.
Which is
that's
why it's
so
number
important.
One.
That's fantastic.
So important. Right, I think we might have to wait for some more listener things because I can't think of any.
I
only got one.
One
you've got one.
You've
got
one. During the break.
You've got one, Pat.
Came to my attention. Comparing what you've bought somewhere
yes.
to something
yes.
you've bought somewhere else.
Pat, you're speaking English, mate.
That I am speaking English. Oh.
Preaching to the choir.
God.
Yeah. So
that's a good one.
So I bought this here. Why isn't it the same here? Is that what you're saying?
This is a different place. That's
a different
exactly
institution.
Why.
Yeah.
Run by different people.
Yeah. I feel ya.
So how would we word that? Different store. Different.
Rules, I don't know, different
not
methods,
rule, not rules
different
as such,
products, different life.
There are
know.
No universal rules, apart from
embrace
physics.
Product differences.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
What was that?
I said embrace product differences.
Nice.
That applies in retail too, because
absolutely.
People will come in and be like,
how
I saw
venue
this dress.
How about differences
I
in venue?
I saw a very similar dress that was made out of an inferior material, and it was half the price.
Yeah. Yep.
Different venues... embrace different
products.
No, I like the idea of venues.
I'm not a venue.
Embrace diversity.
Embrace diversity.
Very good.
And if you do like a place, just keep going back there.
Yeah.
Why don't you go there then?
That's exactly true. Oh,
you guys don't have meat pies at this cafe?
They do at the other one down the road. Well, go down the road.
There it is. Go to Brumby's, mate. I'll sort you out. Don't worry about it. 20 cents for sauce, though.
Well, let us know your thoughts, guys. We want your help. So we're listening to Get Cereal Fridays. It's here. It's your Friday team.
I have one.
Oh, quick.
Wait,
What are we up to?
We are currently up at number 9.
Oh. So after the break, maybe we'll tell you number 10.
Okay, beautiful. Number 9 is this place closes at 8 o'clock. I will not enter at 7:58.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree, 100%.
Nothing worse than...
Respect closing time.
Are you guys close? In about 5 minutes. Oh, perfect. Yeah, no, I'll have a well-done steak.
Yeah. Respect opening and close times, because nothing worse than someone coming at before you've opened and knocking on the window.
How do you word that?
Respect opening and close...
trading hours.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Beautiful.
You read my mind.
Thou shall respect trading hours.
From the word of the Lord himself.
All right. I think 9's pretty good.
All right, so when we come back from this next song, we will summarise and we will give you number 10 of our 10 commandments for... What did we say? Not customer
service. Customer etiquette.
Customer etiquette. I love it. Ah, you're listening to Get Cereal Fridays. It's Samara, Zach, Lachlan and Newsman Pat.
And we are back on Friday, Get Serial with Zach, Samara and Lachlan, as well as newsreader Pat. And right now we're talking about the commandments of customer etiquette.
Customer etiquette indeed. Lucky. And we've had a actually a little call-in, well, not a call-in, message-in from one of our dedicated listeners on Instagram, Kasha Loves Dip. She says, when customers leave their mess on a table or mess up a display and say it's their job to fix it.
Ooh.
So, once again, it's a mixture. It's saying it's the patience again and also telling us how to do our job.
Yes.
So, that is a big one.
That's a double hitter.
Double whammy.
we've actually got 9 of the 10 commandments here. I'll run them through them again for those of you just tuning in. So, number 1, use your words.
Yep.
Number 2, when being served, thou shalt get off if thou with phone.
I love the vowels. Very Shakespeare.
Number 3, you're not special. The manager won't bend the rules for you. Number 4, thou shalt make the existence of split bills known. Thou shalt not patronise the staff. Number 6, thou shalt not tell me how to do my job.
Preach.
7, patience is key. Number 8, embrace diversity from store to store. And number 9, thou shalt respect trading hours.
Okay.
So we just need the final one. Has anyone got any
suggestions?
Could
it just be like, be polite. Just be polite.
Be a human.
Imagine being in our shoes.
Yeah. Walk a mile in someone else's shoes.
Yeah. Because I think, like, that covers everything. If they ever
throwing
just...
back to a... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you go, Zach.
I was just going to say, throwing back to a biblical reference, treat the others as you would like to be treated.
Yeah.
The new commandment. that encapsulates all commandments.
Treat others as you would like to be treated yourself.
How about the customer is always wrong?
No, because they're not. They're not always wrong. Customers aren't our enemies.
Yeah, just like 98%
of the time. I've been going to work wrong all this time.
They can be our friends.
I've been walking into work with war paint and a kilt going, they may take my life, but they'll never take my freedom.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a very enthusiastic worker. I think they're lucky to have you.
But no, I think definitely customers can be our friends. We can help you if you help us. And it'll be just, everyone will be better for it if we're all just a little bit nicer to one another.
All right.
That's what a beautiful sentiment to end on what was a very vicious list of
it was very therapeutic, if you ask me.
You feel good now.
Yeah, I do. Well, I've got to go to work today, so I'm just going to be chanting this through my head the whole time.
I might play these breaks at work just so people get an idea of how to act. I'm like, God, that sounds like the guy who just served me.
So how would we word that? Just be kind?
Yeah, I like that. Oh, I'm getting all teary.
If anyone does have Sin Radio on in their cafe... That'd be like, you know how you have the radios on?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that would be educational.
If there is a
hospitality or a retail joint that's playing this right now, I'm 95% sure a riot's broken out.
I hope not. We don't encourage riots at all.
we do not condone them, though we will speak about them.
I'm really happy with these. The 10 commandments for customer etiquette.
We'll have to post that on social media just so people are aware. Yes. Let's get it out there.
Yeah, but feel free to share. Also comment if you have any more ideas. We're not the be all and end all of customer service. So if you have,
we might decide to knock bump one of them off and replace it with another one if you've got a great idea for us.
So definitely hit us up. We are at facebook.com/getserial. And you can also access us on Twitter and Instagram.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.